First, I want to kick off the program with some good news. It's all action stations at Blackall Sale Yard today with the first sale of the year underway. Literally as we speak, there are 3,200 head on offer and plenty of interest, I'm told, from buyers coming from as far away as New South Wales. Now, our reporters on the spot, Lydia Burton and Andrea Crothers, are with us today. Good afternoon, girls.
Good afternoon, Charlie.
How's the country looking around Blackall?
Well, that's the thing, Charlie. As you drive the 200-kilometre trip from Longreach to Blackall, four seasons in one day, as the song goes, there's areas that look like heaven at the moment, green, lush grass, and you can tell that they've been the ones under those patchy storms. Then there's areas that you wouldn't even know they've had a break at all from the drought. So it's extremely patchy, but I guess the thing is, looking in the sale yards, one cattle buyer said to me, the cattle tell the story. And if you look at the cattle in the yards today, you wouldn't know that anyone's missed out on rain.
Cattle looking good. That sounds positive. Lyd, what about the roll-up? How many people have turned out today?
Absolutely. Many of the agents are saying that it's one of the biggest turnouts they've ever had. They've had buyers come from as far as New South Wales. So we put Andrea Crothers onto the job to find out who's here and why.
Louise Martin from McFarlane Tambo. Sold some Brahman cross steers today for 348 cents. Yeah, very happy with that, thank you.
How are you feeling about the first sale of the year?
Oh, it's a great spectacle. So many people here out and about, and it's really great to see some vibrancy in the cattle market and a feeling of positivity in the yards.
Hi Andrew, it's Chris. I'm from Tambo, here at the Blackall Sale Yards. I'm trying to buy a few little weaner steers.
Have you bought a few so far?
I bought two pens. First pen was about 190 kilos, $3.72. And the second pen, about 230 kilos, and they cost me 326 cents.
People are commenting that the market's back a bit today. Must be pretty happy as a buyer for that.
Yeah, not too bad. Everything's relative. When you're sending them out the other end, it comes back a bit as well. So everything's connected.
Andrew Russell from Blackall, who sold 150 steers today. They topped at 366 cents. Went very well.
How are you feeling about the price?
Yeah, pretty good. Very strong. It's back a little bit, but still pretty good.
Plenty of confidence there. Buyers and sellers at Blackall speaking with our reporter Andrea Crothers.
I can actually tell you, I've got one of the sellers right here with me, Charlie. I want to introduce you to Adrian Harvey. Now, he's come all the way from Hay, his property, Breebree, South Breebree, near Hay in New South Wales. But the reason he's here is he has cattle on adjustment in the Blackall district. And he's selling more than 400 head of cattle today. Adrian, some have gone under the hammer. How have they performed?
I'm most satisfied with the way it's gone today. The agents have been most professional in every way within the sale yard. It's comforting to be in the atmosphere of strong buyer competition and professional agents, yes.
Can I ask, what was the dollar figure on them?
The dollar, they've averaged $3.98.
How are you feeling about that sale?
I feel comfortable. I think that there's a shilling in it for the buyers or more, and that's important. So basically the centre ground's been achieved, so I need to feel fulfilled. The heifers are still to go, though.
What are you hoping for there?
For the heifers? I think about 20 cents off, 25 cents off. However, if they're required as breeders, they could make anything.
The thing about the fact that you've travelled all this way to be at the Blackall cattle sale is that you've got these cattle. They've come from adjustment in this area. But what attracted you to central western Queensland for adjustment?
This area has been good to me over the years. We've been involved with the Barron family here for a long, long time. And collectively, we're able to make good logistical judgment as to what the climate's doing. Landlords, the owners and managers of the properties, to be able to be directed onto good properties where people are great to work with. And collectively, we aim to share the apple with everyone and keep the coins going around.
Paint me a picture of the season on those adjustment places just outside of town here.
The season to the west where these cattle have come from appears marginal to the naked eye. However, the cows are prime and they're getting ready for their next calf, and that's why these calves, these youngsters are off. They're at the most 9 months old, and the cows have done a mighty job with them, and the property's done a great job. I think it's due to ease the grazing pressure there and plan for the next lot of calves.
Adrian Harvey, you've made the long trip from New South Wales. It sounds like it's been well worth it at the moment. You hold the top dollar for the day, so fingers crossed the heifers sell well, and all the best. Thanks for joining us on the Country Hour.
Oh, pleasure, Lydia.
There you go, Charlie. So one happy vendor at this stage, and still quite a few to go through the, you know, under the hammer.
Well, that's great to hear the visitors' insight. How are you feeling today? This is going to be your last outing at the Black All Sale for a little while at least. You're heading to Darwin to be the presenter of the Country Hour in the top end.
I know, and looking at how, you know, you do such a great job, Charlie, that they're big shoes to fill. But I am very excited and mixed emotions here in Blackall. This is home, of course, this country. And I'm so happy that I'm here because there is such a big turnout. Even though the country is patchy, there is this sense of optimism, and it's a really exciting time to be around. You know, we've been reporting on drought in this part of the world for 5 years now. So even though it hasn't, you know, the drought's not over and the rain hasn't filled in all the gaps, there's certainly a sense of optimism and some hope going forward. So it's great to be here, and yeah, I'm excited about the territory. But, you know, I'll be back in no time at all. You won't even know I'm gone.
Oh, Lids, I doubt that's the case. You've got a big heart. You're a great reporter. Go well to the Northern Territory, but you make sure you come home.
Absolutely. I'll be back to report on the wet seasons, the green grass, the increased lambings once that wild dog problem's sorted out, Charlie, and all those other happy, positive stories.
We'll see what we can manage in your absence. Thanks very much, Lydia Burton, for all your work on the Queensland Country Hour.
Thanks very much, Charlie.
That's Lydia Burton heading to the Northern Territory, up to the top end where I know she'll make her own mark. And as they say, you can take the girl out of Western Queensland, but you certainly cannot take Western Queensland out of the girl.